Right, Margaret Mills is back with me again this week. And Margaret, I think you're looking at one of the suffragettes, are you not?
I am. I'm going to be looking at Sylvia Pankhurst, who has an Essex connection so detailed that I'm going to be doing this over 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because there's a lot about her. Sylvia Pankhurst, the suffragette, her mother, of course, perhaps best known, Emmeline Pankhurst, but also Sylvia's siblings, Christabel and Adela, were involved in the suffragette movement, particularly Christabel. Not so much Adela, because Adela actually went abroad to live anyway, so she didn't get too involved. But Sylvia grew up in this very liberal household. Her father, Richard Pankhurst, was associated politically with the Liberal Party. He was a barrister by occupation, sadly died in 1898. But the family were very liberal, and her father strongly supported the right of women to vote. So Sylvia grew up in a household always hearing about the rights of women and how women should have the vote, and about her mother's campaigning for the suffragette movement. Sylvia's first connection was in 1891, when she was only 9 years of age, and her connection with Essex at 9 years of age was to be sent to Clacton with her siblings on holiday. And quite common for those days, they went with their nurse rather than their parents. So she spent time at Clacton. She got to really like Essex. And Essex was also used by the family when her brother Harry, who suffered from ill health, was sent to Essex later on to live and work at Mayland. Now, Mayland was the centre of a sort of self-help community where people could come if their health was poor. And it was hoped that by living in the open air, working in the open air, working on the land, you would be able to recover your health. Sadly, it didn't quite work that way for Harry. But nevertheless, this was her second connection with Essex. Sylvia herself went to the Royal Academy of Art to study art. And I have to say, in her early years, late teens, early 20s, she's more interested in art than she is the suffragette movement. But that would change, and she would become more and more caught up with the work that her mother and her sister Christabel were doing for the suffragette movement. She herself was arrested several times for demonstrations. She was imprisoned several times. She was force-fed several times. She later bought herself a house at Woodford. So she comes back to Essex.
Right.
For the third time, but albeit to a different part of Essex. And the house that she bought was very quickly nicknamed Red Cottage.
Okay.
Because of her political views. Now, she decided to open Red Cottage as a restaurant. And the reason for that was, number one, it was opposite a pub.
Right.
So there is a sort of logic there. The second reason is more logical. It was on the route into Epping Forest. And of course, Epping Forest was a huge tourist attraction in the 19th and 20th century. Problem was, Sylvia, with all her suffragette campaigning and her writing activities, didn't really have the time to do any cooking. Not that she could cook anyway. And so this is where a gentleman called Silvio Corio, an Italian gentleman, comes into the picture. And I'll continue that perhaps next week in more detail.
Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thank you very much, Scott.